Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, Alan Brazil here. The following podcast may contain some adult themes and naughty, naughty words. Those of you easily offended, why don't you off and listen to Classic FM?
I'm not playing anymore. I'm not playing anymore.
You can't afford me. You can't afford me.
Listen, I'm getting paid.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I've done too much earlier. I've fucking done an hour and a half yesterday.
Oh, you crap me on.
I gotta have faith.
Right, ready? It's a little song I wrote about 20 years ago. It goes something like this. That's enough.
Oh, that's it.
Hello, I'm Alan Brazil.
At
the London Bridge Hotel, it's time for another debrief. Our thanks to Eric Clapton there. I'm alongside Gabby and Dean Saunders. Guys, how are we?
Good, Al. Good, good.
How are you, Alan? What are you drinking today?
I'm now going for a quick beer.
What beer are you drinking, Alan?
There's no cameras.
Dino, you crack me up.
Do you know Rodri said he was tired? Alan's doing a Rodri.
Alan Brazil hammered Rodri when he said he was tired. Now Alan Brazil
as Rodri.
Yeah, he's too tired in the middle of the pitch. Don't make me laugh, Al. He's.
And if you.
He's got beer as an antidote.
No,
he's got the beer as a medicine.
He doesn't look well. And he's not feeling too grand.
Oh, brilliant.
So, at the minute, Gab, I'm stepping in for Alan.
Yeah.
Big shoes to fill.
Doing better than anymore, do you?
Big shoes to fill, but I've got some questions for you.
Just at the bar drinking his medicine. He's poorly.
So Rod Stewart revealed this week that his unique voice is down to a broken nose when he suffered playing football when he was young.
Yeah.
The legendary Martin Tyler also had surgery on his throat, and that kept him behind the mic. Please pick your top five iconic voices.
Ooh, top five. Bloody hell, help me out, Dino. Top five iconic voices. I feel like Ali's is up there when you're listening to his commentary on Champions
Ali.
League nights. Yeah, he's got that voice that you know.
Not yet, he's too young.
You reckon?
Yeah, he's too young. Mate, he's on FIFA, isn't he?
70.
I've heard him on FIFA.
Who else? Martin Tyler was definitely an iconic voice.
What about Sid Waddell with the darts?
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah. Jockey. What an athlete.
Is that him?
Sid
Top
Waddell.
Voice. Who else? Michael Buffer, the boxing.
Bruce Forsyth.
Are your cards right?
Nice
was
to
that
see
one?
You.
Bruce Forsyth, nice. Yes, nice to see you.
What
it's
about
a Jack. Peter King.
Peter Alice with the golf.
Yeah, Peter.
Remember Peter Alice?
Yeah, Peter.
You're just saying yeah?
Yeah.
Have you never heard of Peter Alice?
No. Alan, how's the rest going?
Alan Brazil's voice.
Alan Brazil's voice,
number
yeah.
One.
Yeah. I don't think I've heard anyone call someone a tube before, like Alan.
Who else we got? What about John Arnott? John Arnott on the is it John Arnott?
Arisa.
John Arlott on the cricket.
What was it? Dino, I've got one for you, right?
Right, go on.
Beatles, Paul McCartney, and John Lennon's sons have recently collaborated for the release of Primrose Hill. Would their fathers rank? Would their fathers Primrose rank Hill. As some of the greatest songwriters of all time? Primrose.
Primrose Hill, is it?
Yeah, I said Primrose.
Yeah.
Primrose
You're
Hill.
You're thinking of Prime Amazon.
Yeah, that's it. Amazon Prime.
That's it.
Would their fathers rank as some of the greatest songwriters of all time? Beatles, Paul McCartney, and John Lennon.
Would their fathers?
So their sons. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you watched the documentary?
How big were they? Because Beatles, I wasn't born. So
how big
sure.
were they?
Yeah.
You winding me up?
No, how big was
You're
they?
You're not that young.
I am.
The Beatles were
Beatles
the best.
Beatles were like 60s, weren't they?
Well,
70s.
Yeah, you could reel off. I mean, they I don't know how many number ones they've had. They must have had 20. 27
who was bigger,
in the USA.
Who was bigger, Alan Brazil's friend Rod Stewart or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
Was there?
Yeah. It's a toss-up between Elvis and the Beatles.
Shut up. They were that big?
I think Elvis has just done them. But it was close.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were that big.
They went to America, four young lads, four young scousers went to America, landed, and it was like mayhem in America.
For the Beatles, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what they need to do? They need to bring out, maybe they've got one out already, like a documentary for the younger generation.
They got
the Beatles.
One.
Oh, they got one.
I just asked you.
What's it on? Discovery.
I'm not sure what it's on. It's
Netflix.
Brilliant. If you
Is it, yeah?
Honestly, you
could watch it.
The best part about it, Paul McCartney, I didn't realise, but Paul McCartney is an absolute, I knew he was a sort of a genius, but he's an absolute freak of nature.
Why did I?
Because in the documentary, you know the famous songs they've got? It shows him starting the songs, oh, okay. Like how he got to the melody and the words, and he was and Ringo Starr was playing the drums. They were all just sat there. They sat there for hours and hours and hours. And then every time someone comes up with an idea, they start playing it, and Ringo Starr just gets the beat.
Mm.
But most of it was Paul McCartney.
He was the main one.
Yeah, more than John Lennon.
I think we were having this argument last week, wasn't we? One of Alan's mates said that Paul McCartney didn't do great after he left the Beatles. Was that right?
Paul McCartney?
Yeah, he didn't do much after leaving the Beatles. He did, didn't he?
Went, yeah, he sang Band on the Run. Band on the Run. What was that? What was the group called?
A remix, mate.
Wings, yeah. He started Wings up. Wings were a famous group. And then he went on his own. Yeah, he did do well.
Afterwards,
and John
yeah.
Lennon did.
Did they? Good.
And George Harrison. What was George Harrison's? Got my mind set on you. Got my mind set on you.
Oh, yeah.
It's
going to
take
song.
Money.
Who sings that?
George Harrison.
George Harrison.
There's four of them. And then what was the one?
Is that
he was a Buddhist. What was the song? And it's the same words all the way through. My sweet Lord. Da,
da, my sweet Lord.
My sweet Lord.
Is that
you
where
really
you get,
gotta hold me?
Is that where they got John Lennon Airport from? John Lennon, Beatles.
Yeah. Do you know John Lennon Airport? You know the baggage handlers?
Yeah.
They've got their own. The baggage handlers at John Lennon Airport, they've got their own. Like it's a big board up, a big sign.
Okay.
And it says, imagine no possessions.
Do you mean? For God's sake.
Do you get it?
No, I don't. Oh. Wait, my head's spinning.
Who's this? Joe Joanna. See, that's Beatles.
Joe Joanna.
Arizona. He's very good, isn't he, Joe? Ooh, I need your love, babe. I guess I know it's true.
I like it.
We could just sit here all afternoon, couldn't we?
How can you play all of them?
Next question, then we gotta go.
So at the moment we've got Alan Brazil at the bar. He's not feeling great. He's got a bug, but he's drinking Moretti. So I've never known people that are feeling poorly drink, but He's refused to do the podcast. And he's drinking Moretti medicine.
Two paracetamol. Switch down with Moretti.
Where he's stubborn, It's obviously barman Dave, who figuring out who's doing the show on Monday. Doesn't know yet. He's figuring out who's covering for Monday.
I don't think he realises Alan's not doing the show tomorrow yet, does he? Does he? He hasn't told him yet.
So, Dino, actor Barry Keoghan, not Martin, from Saltburn, has reportedly signed a six-figure deal with Diet Coke to be the face of their next campaign. Do you think this will boost sales, Dino, or could it affect their numbers?
Well, I wouldn't drink Coke anyway.
You're not made a fan of Coke, are you?
No.
Why?
Because I've seen somebody put a two-pence piece in a glass of Coke once and it came out clean. And I thought, what's that going to do to my insides? If it does that to a two-pence piece.
Wouldn't it clean you out?
Well, no. I mean...
I know, it'll ruin you.
It's got to be bad for you, isn't it?
What about Diet Coke, though?
Diet Coke's better, surely. Yeah. It's not full fat. But I watched the film, didn't I, Saltburn?
What was it like, mate?
Well, he won't get a more difficult job, a role to play. The role he played.
Why?
Because he was a complete weirdo. With a motive, right? His motive was... You haven't seen the film, have you?
Never seen it, no.
His motive was to try and extort a house out of a posh lad, a big, massive country mansion.
Okay.
And you didn't know until you were getting near the end of the film that that's what he was playing at.
Oh.
So he accidentally, on purpose, bumps into him when he's on his bike and lends him his bike.
Yeah.
Then he worms his way into the house... Then he starts getting infatuated with him beyond belief.
Okay.
So, some of the scenes in it were uncalled for.
What, you didn't like them?
I mean, shocking. Right, think of the worst thing you can do. You know them Victorian baths that you get in?
Yes.
Them old Victorian baths?
Yeah.
And you're in a big bathroom on your own. You think you're on your own, but you're not. There's someone peeping through the
Shut
door,
up.
Right?
Watching
him doing what he shouldn't have been doing.
Oh, like what?
And then what's the worst thing you can do with the bath water when he gets out of it?
Slip over?
Close, right? He goes into the bathroom when he's got out and walked out and drinks the bath water. So just on that scene,
he
should never get another job.
No, that's weird. That freaked me out.
That's not the weirdest.
That's Saltburn, isn't it?
That's not the weirdest.
What was the weirdest?
Right. Because Ollie the producer of the breakfast show, he asked me to describe this scene without getting sacked.
Could you?
He's walking through a graveyard.
Okay.
Right? And there's a grave with the earth sort of mounded up a bit on it.
Yeah.
And how would you say this? Oh, so he lays on the grave.
Yeah.
And the only way I could describe it was 50 shades of grave digging.
Yeah.
Think about it. What he was doing with the grave.
Sounds interesting.
Horrific.
Nothing surprising.
It was horrific.
Did you see, by
then,
the way?
There's one worse than that, which is unrepeatable.
We're fine on here, mate. We're protected.
It's not.
We're protected.
It's not. If there was anything worse... There's not, is there?
Are we protected?
I'm not saying it.
Go on, Dino, you're fine.
You get sacked from something. Yeah, it's horrific.
You know what's horrific? Did you see the Brazilian woman get a corpse to go to the bank with her? Have you seen a video? Please tell me you've seen a video on Twitter, social medias.
What?
A Brazilian woman, literally with someone who looks like they're like more or less dead, trying to get a loan at the bank.
What face?
On someone else's, like, who's not even alive.
Ah.
It was all over the internet. Yeah, it's like...
Worse than that, right? My mate...
Yep.
His dad... He's the whole family are Everton fans, right?
Okay.
Massive Everton fans. Yeah. His dad had been ill for a few years, and he said to him, I'll try and get you to one of the games. Anyway, the night before the game last week, his dad died.
Oh, shit.
So he asked the Undertaker, could I take him anyway?
Should be so right,
put a scarf
it?
Around his neck, put a bobble hat on Everton, put an Everton shirt on him, sat him next to him in the stand, and at 4-0 his dad got up and walked out.
I'm alive again.
He went, sorry about that. And he said, I said he died before the game. He went, sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Fuck's sake.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, that was the debrief with myself, Gabby Agbon-Lahore, Alan Brazil for 10 seconds, and the great Dean Saunders. You can listen to all the previous episodes on the TalkSport app or wherever you normally get your podcasts. I'm not on TalkSport breakfast for the rest of the week, but I will see you next Thursday. So, to play us out, we got Drake for Beatles Joe.
If I can touch your body, you know that anybody's got a body like you. Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Welcome to the debrief. Alan is sitting at the bar. He doesn't want to talk today. No, no, no.
Well done.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.